fruit of the spirit is self-control. Self-control. Being in control of your whole self. Controlling your thoughts, actions, will, and speech. Keeping your body and mind in check, not allowing them to spiral out of control. Self-control means to make the right choices, have the right attitudes, and then follow through with the right words and actions. It means taking responsibility for who we are, what we do, how we behave, and what we think. It means not allowing others to dictate the course of our lives and not blaming others for the state of our lives. God has given your life to you. He has given every part of your life to you. Your spiritual life, soul life, and body life. They are a great gift. Your spiritual life enables you to connect with God. Your soul life enables you to connect with your inner thoughts, desire, will, and emotions. Your body enables you to connect to the physical world. God gave all these different types of life to the human race when he created Adam. Whilst Adam used his life in the right way, he remained in control. Whilst he continued to live in obedience to God, he retained the ability to freely choose how we should live, think, and behave. But then Adam chose to live in the wrong way. He disobeyed God. The moment he chose to do wrong, he forfeited the ability to remain in control. Mankind sinned, and as a result became a slave of sin. Mankind lost control of themselves and became subject to the master of sin. Since then, the whole world has been under the sway of the evil one. As members of the human race, we have inherited the same master. People are not in control of their own lives, but are slaves to the sinful thoughts, desires. People are not in control of their own lives, but are slaves to sinful thoughts, desires, and actions. They may want to do right, but often find themselves doing what is wrong. And the more they do what is wrong, the more out of control they become. On the other hand, God is very much in control. He is free to choose what to think, feel, say, and do. No one and nothing controls God. He is his own master. And when he gives us the Holy Spirit, we receive something of himself. We get a godly DNA. He takes away our sin and frees us from sin. The Spirit's law of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. We are then no longer bound by the master of sin, but free again to choose right from wrong, good from bad. When Jesus comes into our lives through the Holy Spirit, we are in essence given back control of our lives. Therefore, if we really have the Holy Spirit, we are able to make up our own minds, pick our own path, decide our own actions, and choose our own words. If we are in Christ, then we have self-control. No one and nothing has the power to make you think, say, or do anything, because you are a free person. Even God himself has given you the free choice of whether to live in obedience to him or not. Having said that, our godly DNA gives us a deep desire to live godly lives. Lives that are right and good before God. It is for this reason that every born-again believer will naturally produce the fruit of self-control. They have both the desire and the freedom to live for God. And if we continue to choose to do what is right, then we grow in that freedom. However, not every believer has an abundance of this fruit. We are still prone to doing things that are wrong and blaming others, even God, for our failings. The tragedy is that if we as free people choose to do what is wrong, then we begin to forfeit that freedom. So how do we get an abundance of this fruit, that we might continue to grow in our freedom to live for God? We need an attitude of obedience. This is a bit like having the freedom to drive a car. If we use the freedom to drive in obedience to the rules, then we remain in control of the car. If we begin to use the freedom to break the rules, then we soon find that we drive too fast and we lose control of the car. The more we control our thoughts, actions, and words to fall in line with God's will, the more we develop this fruit of self-control. The more we obey, the easier we find it to control our thoughts, actions, and words. With an attitude of obedience, we get an abundance of self-control. This fruit is amazing. With an abundance of this fruit, we can take every thought captive, choosing only to think things that are good, wholesome, pure, and holy, thoughts that will do us good. With this fruit, we can choose to live righteously, choosing to act in ways which are good and right. With this fruit, we can tame our tongues, choosing to speak words which benefit ourselves and others. With this fruit, we can be free from following our impulses and choose to follow God's desire and will for our lives. With this fruit, we are free from ourselves, controlling every part of our lives and bringing it into subjection to the rule of Jesus. With an attitude of obedience, we can have an abundance of this fruit that enables us to live in the freedom that God has given to us.